Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out right now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Our buddy Eric Reed from Bally Sports is going to join us here. We got a big game tonight, Game 3, Heat and 76ers. The news, of course, Eric, that we're talking about or that's coming around is Joel Embiid listed as out with still a possibility he could play tonight. What does that mean for the Miami Heat?
Well, it means we don't know yet, Zach.
Usually, by the way, that was a great question he asked you. Right. Yeah, we don't really know, Zach. Great.
Listen, Miami is they're prepared for him to play. I mean, I think everybody in the Heat locker room is expecting him to play. You don't usually go from out to in. Usually it's like if you list – like Kyle Lowry and all those Heat players who are listed as questionable, it's viable that they could all play. The fact that Lowry made the trip tells you he's getting closer. So from questionable to starting happens a lot. You don't usually see a guy listed as out in the morning and play, but he could. You know, the question is going to be how effective and impactful will he be in his first game back after not playing for, you know, a week or two and, you know, playing with a broken face and a damaged thumb. But listen, I think he's the MVP of the regular season. He's the best center in basketball this year. He's a difference maker. He's a game and series changer. By how much? That we got to wait and find out.
Eric, let me ask you, defensively, if he does play, obviously, like you said, he's 30 points a night when he was playing, and he can be. He's a big physical dude underneath, and we know he can shoot outside as well, and he likes to shoot outside. Does it change anything defensively, who plays or anything else for you?
Well, you know, you may see more of Dedmon rather than less, you know, with them going small. It's going to change a lot. I mean, he dramatically changes who they are as a team. It's going to make it more difficult. Listen, it's more difficult winning on the road. It's more difficult if Embiid is there, but it's doable. It's clearly doable. The Heat believe they can do it. They want to play against Embiid. And we'll just have to see, Joe. I mean, you know, what Miami did, you know, is what you hoped every home team does. Protect your home court. They were able to take advantage of Embiid's absence and overcome the adversity of not having their starting quarterback, Joe. And I think it's pretty remarkable. Listen, the Heat's won four games in a row without Kyle Lowry. We take it for granted. They, you know, they did this all season. Yeah, it's funny. Before Game 5 in the Atlanta series, I told the Hawks TV announcers, Bob Rathbun and Dominique Wilkins, before the game, I said, guys, if the Heat win this game tonight without Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry, and they could, I said, but if it happens, it will symbolize the regular season we just went through. The Heat are prepared to play shorthanded. They're one of the few teams in the league never offer up an excuse, you know, four games in five nights, or we're missing X, Y, and Z. It's literally next man up and expect to still win. So they were able to do that, four straight wins without Lowry. Clearly they're a better team with him. I hope he comes back tonight. I think, you know, listen, guys, you can manipulate it when you're up 2-0 and say, hey, maybe we could rest Kyle tonight. And if you win game three without him, then you could sit him for game four too. But so on one level, that kind of thinking makes sense. But I think when it comes to Kyle Lowry, when he's ready, he's going to play no matter where the series is at. So if Embiid come back tonight, it's going to look a lot different.
Yeah.
And we'll just have to see how it plays. But, you know, right now Miami's just focusing their defense on Harden and Maxey and Harris. You know, Harris had a big game one with 27. Maxey looked unguardable at times, scoring 34 in game two. But you're going to have to divvy up that attention. And, you know, Embiid's going to require the double teams and that Heat defensive focus. So it'll be interesting to see how it changes. Spo knows it's going to change. And listen, usually, I mean, every now and then you get a sweep, right? But usually there's an unexpected twist and turn in a series. And the longer a series goes, the more of those you get. So let's see what happens tonight.
All right, Eric, you mentioned two. You didn't mention the third guy, and we're going to follow up with that. What's your thought on how James Harden's played so far?
You know, disappointing for Philadelphia, clearly. You know, they need more from him. He doesn't appear like he can give a lot more. I mean, it's remarkable. In two games of this series, the guy's got 8 second-half points on 2-for-9 shooting. I mean, that's almost unthinkable that that could happen to James Harden. So a lot of it's the Heat defense. They're keeping him off the free throw line for the most part, even though it seems like he gets the benefit of every call. He's just having a hard time getting space and finding the kind of shots he's used to, and he's not making his shots. And you know that extra gear, Joe, that a guy gets to when the defense is loaded up on him and you're in the playoffs and your team needs you? He doesn't seem to have that gear anymore.
Great.
He hasn't found it yet through the first two games. Whether he finds it or not, listen, I still respect his skill level and his talent. Is he the dominant guy he was a few years ago with Houston? No, he's not. But is he still a guy capable of hurting you and scoring as you? Yes, he is. So don't just write him off like the guy's a stiff and he can't play anymore. He can't dominate anymore for the length of a game, but he can get you a bucket when you need it still. So you can't fall asleep on James Harden, clearly.
Eric Reed joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I love the fact that Doc's, I mean, obviously he's probably has to stick with Jordan there in the middle until Embiid does come back, but the Heat are just crushing him on the pick and roll when Jimmy's got the ball or anyone with that little jump shot on Jordan. If they continue to have Embiid out, that's going to be a huge problem for Philadelphia, especially if it only goes 2 or 3 more games.
Zach, it's so hard for them. I mean, you know, you're trying to replace the best center in the league with DeAndre Jordan, who, you know, was once a very serviceable guy, and, you know, he's not what he used to be. And the Heat have taken advantage of him in so many matchups. And Paul Reed's a young player who, you know, didn't play much, spent half the season in the G League. And when you go small, I thought it worked for Philadelphia when they played Niang at center in the second quarter of game one. Two things worked for him. They went small, and the Heat didn't make them pay with Bam for guarding him with Niang in the second quarter only. Remember, he had 10 points in the first quarter of game one, only 2 in the second quarter, and that's when Miami had the turnover problems, and they went in down by a few points at halftime. When the Sixers tried that in the second half, and also their 2-3 zone slowed Miami down in the second quarter of game one. Miami figured out both things in the second half of game one. When Philly goes zone, you know, they're vulnerable for offensive rebounds by Miami, which the Heat had, you know, 15 of those in the first game. So they took advantage of all of those things. A smaller lineup didn't work. The zone didn't work as well. Doc's got limited answers in trying to replace Embiid right now. When Embiid comes back, it's going to be different. How much so? Who knows? To me, Joe, one of the great stories, and Zach, it started as a sidebar and it's become sort of a main thing. Victor Oladipo. What a remarkable story. The guy only played 8 games in the regular season. When Spo was trying to get him and Markieff Morris acclimated and in the rotation, that's when the Heat went through that 4-game losing streak. So Spo went back to the group of bench guys that have done it for him all year. And the Heat won, what was it, 5 of their last 6 games, or 6 of their last 7. And both of those guys, Victor especially, was out of the rotation. And then you get the injuries to Lowry and Butler in the first round. And Victor not only plays in game 5 of that series, starts, has over 20 points. You know, he plays over 25 minutes in game 1, the whole fourth quarter. Played the whole fourth quarter in game 2. I mean, and is coming up big. So what a remarkable comeback for him. Resilient, tough-minded, even-keeled emotionally, and very talented. I think what he's done has made a strong Heat bench even stronger. I think he's a big factor for Miami moving forward. Hopefully past this round, I think Victor will be an important guy off the Heat bench for the rest of these playoffs.
You know, Eric, I'm glad you said that, because we've been talking about he's become the best story on this team, what he's doing, because he looks a lot like the old Victor Oladipo before all the injury problems. He really does. Hey, real quickly, so Doc, it's interesting to hear Doc because, you know, the Philly media get after him pretty good. He goes, hey, guys, calm down. He goes, we got a bunch of good looks. Those are good looks, and we just missed shots. And I was thinking, well, some of your guys may think the D's a little bit better than you're giving it credit. How'd you look at their shooting compared to the defense when they had open looks and the defense that was played against them?
Nothing's more fickle, Joe, than that three-point shot in the NBA, right? When, yes. When it's going, it takes you to a different level. When it's not, and you're shooting 30-plus a game, it really hurts you. So has the Heat defense been terrific? Absolutely. Has their shooting been off? Yes, it has. They were over 40% from three in the first round against Toronto. They go 8-for-30 in game one, 6-of-34 in game two. So they're like 22-23%. Hard to win when you're shooting that poorly, even though the Heat went through a stretch of shooting poorly from three and winning in the playoffs. It sure is easier to win when you're making threes. So, you know, like look at Danny Green. I mean, my God, yep. Danny Green's right. been awful in this series. He was 1-for-9 from three in the first in the second game, 1-of-5 in the first. I gotta expect Danny's gonna make a few more than that, but I don't know how much it'll turn around. They're not a great 3-point shooting team, but they're better than what they've shown.
Yeah.
What about Tyler Hero? I mean, obviously he's coming out, and he's got the triple green light when he comes out off the bench. But, man, he is a threat out there. I mean, I just feel like every game, you know, he has an off game here and there, but every time he goes in there, he is the focal point for that defense, whoever's defending him. Even when Jimmy out there also, I still feel like they're giving Tyler some, you know, like almost like first 1A kind of strategy on defense.
You know what, Zach? I mean, he wasn't a near unanimous choice for Sixth Man of the Year. For nothing.
Right.
I mean, the guy is becoming a terrific player. You know, I keep sort of stepping back and wondering where it's all leading Tyler to. How good will he eventually become? Remember, he's only 22 years old. What a draft pick for Pat Riley and the Heat to have him. But, you know, even where he is right now, the game, you know, he's a young guy. It's a grown-up game. It's a very mature offensive game. He can make threes. He is hard to guard off the dribble. He pretty much gets anywhere he wants with it. And for a guy that's a flat-out scorer, like he says, he's a bucket. Even Ron Rothstein used that with you guys the other day. Very, very unselfish,
yeah.
Skilled, and willing as a playmaker. I mean, you know, look at his assist totals in this series. He had three in the second game, but he had seven in the first game without a turnover. So he's a complete offensive player and obviously a very important player for Miami. Key guy, giving you so much.
Hey, Eric, next chance you get. We had you on a couple weeks ago, and you're like, hey, I went and talked to Duncan Robinson and just told him, hey, you're going to get you. You may have to do one of those talks here pretty soon, yeah. My man. You may have to go spend a little time with Duncan. Wow. That's got to be tough. I know they're winning. He's happy, but it's just got to be difficult for him, huh?
Oh, I'm sure it is, Joe. I mean, it was difficult for him when he lost his starting job. You know, a role that he's had for two full seasons. You know, for three seasons in a row, I said this the last time, he's done something no Heat player has ever done before. Nobody's in Heat history has ever had more than one season of 200 threes made. He's done it three straight years. But Strus has that spot in the starting lineup, and he's been great. And the Heat have won, you know, I think they're like 20-3 since they moved him into the starting lineup. So that's not changing anytime soon. And Oladipo has taken those Duncan Robinson minutes for the moment off the bench. But, you know, Spo said it to his team after the regular season, heading into the playoffs, and I think it holds true. It took all 15 of those guys and more with some of the G League guys we had, to finish with the best record in the regular season and to win a championship, which is the hardest thing imaginable to do for an athlete, it's going to take all 15 of those guys. So that Heat cliche, you know, stay ready so you don't have to get ready, that's Duncan's job right now. Oladipo did it, right? He looked like the guy was in the freezer and was done.
Yeah.
And now he's playing, you know, the most important minutes in each of these first two games against the Sixers. So that's what Duncan's got to do. There could be a night, and there probably will, where Strus and others are not making threes and you need a spark off the bench. And, you know, there's going to be a game or more in these playoffs that Spo has Duncan. and he's got to jump up after not playing in 2, 3, 4 games in a row, whatever it is, and be ready. And he might turn a game around with 2 or 3 threes in a quarter. He's certainly capable of that. So you take that emotional hit if you're Duncan Robinson, and you just keep yourself professional and ready. And in the heat environment, that's easier to do than in most environments.
7 p.m. tip-off tonight from the Wells Fargo Center. And right after the game, make sure you catch the post-game and Bally Sports right after the game for everything. It's great coverage.
Is Eric going to be on that coverage?
You can ask him.
Brother, listen, Joe, I don't want to be false with you in any way. We are not in Philadelphia. First postseason that I am not traveling past the first round. We got Reed, Crotty, and Rothstein in the Bally Sports Studio in Fort Lauderdale. We'll do our fake call from there, and we'll do our real live postgame show right from there. And we're going to have fun with Crotty and Ronnie and all the sound from the locker room and the podium and the kind of post-game entertainment and information that Heat Nation is used to and deserves.
You know what I think we need to do? Have Heat fans come out and join. How many can you take in there to listen? And we'll get loud and rowdy. I'll bring some cold ones. Well, my wife's out of town. I'm coming over tonight, man. I don't want to be part of it, but maybe have a cold one and watch 3 of my guys.
Joe, if you're anywhere nearby, come on by. We'll leave a key under the mat. I wish Crotty and I are trying to figure out a way we could sell subscriptions for people to listen to our fake broadcast.
I would pay for it.
We're giving real stuff.
E-Reed, I would pay for it. I would pay for it.
I always love when you do that. I used to love there when you were doing that, man. That was beautiful.
Good stuff.
Still Eric. Doing it, Joe. Still doing it. Listen, yeah. I think, you know, after 34 years with the Heat, I finally found something that I'm real. I don't think anybody does a fake broadcast better than me.
Eric, you're the best fake broadcaster I've ever met. That's it. I just want to let you know that before we let you go.
At least you're closer to your house to get home now.
In the early years of doing the fake broadcast, by the way, in the early years of doing it, I would often take liberties and make a few jokes and, you know, and then you stop to realize, like, by the way, who's listening to these tapes? And, like, you don't want to put anything on tape that you don't want out there in the world, right?
The red light's always on.
Oh, not today.
The red light's always on.
No. Yeah. So you're getting real stuff on the fake broadcast. That's 100% why.
Love it.
Eric, boy, did you come clean today. Holy smokes.
Yo, listen, I am sorry we didn't have time for any mini camp talk. Brother. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, you know how many people have busted my chops about you? Boy, you are something else, man. You are. I was going to talk about the Jets mini camp, but you didn't even let me do that. Eric,
no,
thank you.
I'd love to. Next time, Joe.
Okay.
But listen, there'll be a key under the mat for you tonight, man. Rustin, Crowdy, and Reed are waiting for you.
And all Rose. Right. And Rose.
Bring Zach and, hey, bring Hollywood with you, man.
Yeah.
We're
all coming.
Up, man. After he gets done with Zach, it's like going against. It's like going against Becton and Vera Johnson. He's a pancake, man.
We're ready for you.
It
Eric.
Just gets We're so ready. Ugly in here. Eric, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys. Enjoy Game 3, and we'll see you all on the post game on Bally Sports Sun right after Game 3, guys.
I love it. That's Eric Reed joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, right from Eric Reed to Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Not a bad way to go, man, when you talk about great service. And sooner or later, one thing we all know. You own your own place. That air conditioning unit's going to break down, and you know you got Air Around the Clock, and you've had them for 40 years now of 7 days a week, taking care of all your problems, getting you a new air conditioning unit quickly, fixing the one you have. Boy, they've been fantastic. But, hey, same thing goes in the plumbing company. That hasn't changed either. Some of the best plumbers in the business here in South Florida for you at Around the Clock Plumbing, ready to go and take care of all those daily problems with toilets and sinks and all the leak problems you might have. No problem. Not with the plumbers they have. By the way, I got more good news because something we've taken a lot of pride on that's grown and we've become the big dogs at it here. And I'm talking about around the clock box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters for same day installation. That thing blows out. How nice would that thing to be? It blows out in the morning. You don't ever want that, but it is sooner or later going to happen. Usually around 10 years. And when it does bust out, sure is nice to know that around the clock plumbing is going to come out. That box truck, put one in. They don't have to order them. They have them in stock. That great relationship with Rheem. They're ready to go right now. Same day installation and financing plans. You're going, I'm a little tight, but I got to get this fixed. Don't you worry. We got financing plans as well for you. So you're taken care of. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER, even this weekend. It's always Air Around the Clock. Air conditioning and plumbing for you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we've been nice to the people all morning long. Probably we're going to continue to be nice here, but we're going to leave Joe out of this. Just going to be me and you here. We want to send you to Beer Fest with the Marlins. They're going to play on May 14th against the Brewers. Sample all kinds of beer and stick around to watch the Marlins play Milwaukee right after that, right after Beer Fest. Got to be 21 or over to win. 305-567-0560. Do we want another caller number here? Do you have a question? How do you want to do this one, Hollywood Joe? Any good suggestions?
Well, let's make it easy.
Okay.
You want to go, why do we go with the number 5? Because that's like the Roman numeral V5. You have a V-neck on today. Why don't we go with caller 5?
That's great.
You keep this up. I'm going down. I have another backup shirt? Case, the coffee.
Okay.
And
right. You got to
wear half the stuff
car.
I eat.
So. I don't think you're showing enough chest, to be honest.
You want it lower, a lower
deeper,
V-neck?
Yeah, a little deeper next time.
Is there something like, seriously, like you find me attractive today or something? Because
I don't think it's just today, my friend.
No, I like your shirt. It's cool.
He just
likes your shirt, likes your wallet, likes your house.
Swagger, bro.
Hey, man. Oh, okay.
Caller number 5.
Swaghead.
Right now. 305-567-0560 in honor of the V-neck.
Or we could go, I was thinking you're going to go 2, as in the 2 highest paid players.
Keep that, because we'll have more to go later in the show.
Oh, we're not done. Keep that.
Caller number 5 right now, 305-567-0560. Get tickets to Beer Fest on May 14th, Marlins and Brewers. Sample all kinds of beer. You stick around and watch the game as well.
Got to get those new contract guys. Got to start hitting a little bit here, yeah. Man. Not off to a great start. Mm. It's early. It's 162 games. I know.
It'll be nice to have a hot start instead of a slow start.
Yeah. Like to get it going. All right, so we got a lot of stuff to get to. Mike Florio will join us, obviously, coming up 9 o'clock hour. Gets caught up on the NFL stuff a little bit. So I got to tell you this. I am been told that Omar came out and said the Dolphins have a chance with that team to go to the Super Bowl. And I think it's a really good team. I do. I like everything about the Dolphins. There's going to be a lot of time to talk about what we think the Dolphins will do, what it's going to look like. We're getting a feel right now for who's playing, who's going to be getting some time at center, which is, you know, to be Michael Dieter's backup or somebody they think can play that if they get in a pinch. Listen, the guy was young last year. He missed more than half the games. You got to get somebody else ready. There's no question. Hope he doesn't get hurt and can stay healthy and he plays productive enough that you don't feel you got to go out and get somebody or get somebody ready. But I like the team a lot.
But do you agree with Super Bowl contender, this team?
He says, I think they can stay in every game. They can. That we should not go through this where we get blown out in 2 or 3 games, which has been happening even the last couple years. The big test that really everybody cares about is the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
That's the one.
Sure.
They have just.
In your division, one of the favorites in the AFC, of course.
And you play them twice.
Right.
Yeah, so that's going to be the one. But, yeah, I like this team a lot. I like everything about it. You know, I get asked, obviously, every day, hey, what do you think? I said, same defense with the same players, plus the same key backups all there, plus they've added a couple more guys to help. You got a new coach on offense. Head coach is an offensive guy. It's going to call plays. I think it's a much better coaching staff offensively, much, much better. And you've added all those free agents that come in. And for the first time since Clayton and Duper, you have 2 true number one receivers. So a lot of good things. And Jason Sanders has got a kick like the old Jason Sanders.
Right, 2 years ago,
listen,
Jason Sanders.
When he was all pro kicker, there is a reason. I mean, he was kicking 50-yard field goals like they're high school extra points. He was unbelievable going to the Raider game. The last one to put us in a situation, we're going to have a chance to go to the playoffs, but it didn't happen. We need him to kick like that. And so yeah, there's no reason
So you think they're a Super Bowl contender?
I think they have a chance to win a lot of games. But no, that's too big a jump.
Okay, yeah. I just think it's too big of a jump because how I would disagree with that is I think they're on the right path to get there, but I don't think they're there yet. I think they're going to be a playoff team. I think they can make the playoffs this year. Maybe a wild card team. I don't think they can win the division and jump Buffalo,
so,
but I think they could be one of the top seven.
I think we're a little bit like Cincinnati now, which is, by the way, Cincinnati made the big jump for that
huge
argument.
Huge.
Going from Loserville to that guy gets them and, right, and took them all the way and ridiculous. 49ers did it a couple years ago with Jimmy G. So it can happen, but I'm also from the old school, like you got to get some experience to do it and get in those games. Buffalo's going through that and they're getting closer and closer to it. So, and then they're going to have to – so you're going to have to win in some shootouts. That's the – our defense is going to have some games where they're just not as good. They're going to have games where they struggle. The matchups aren't as good, and there's going to be some games where we have to win a shootout or two. And so that would be the thing. But, hey, listen, there's going to be a lot of time for that and to get into all that stuff. But
that's,
yeah,
an interesting hot take from Omar. That is a very interesting hot take.
Well, nobody's got a perfect team. Nobody has a perfect team. There are a lot of teams in AFC, though, that know they got a big-time quarterback.
Right.
And
are good all over. Really good all over, too. You talk about the Buffalo Bills. You talk about there's a couple teams in there that have really upgraded their teams.
So Kansas City, you think Kansas City's good everywhere?
I think Kansas City's pretty good everywhere.
I don't. I don't think they're that good defensively.
Okay.
So
they're not, maybe they're not top 10 defensively, but I don't think they're in the bottom of the
Well,
the
I
barrel.
Just don't, I don't, I don't think anybody's got just an all around.
No, I don't think
anybody's
got a perfect team. No.
I think Buffalo's pretty damn close though. That would be the one team.
And they're in your division, so that stinks.
You gotta listen, this conversation, if we can't beat them at least once, they've kicked our butt seven straight times now. And a lot of them haven't been good games. A lot of them have had some good halves. Right. But not good overall games. So you got to get after that team. Anyway, listen, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here. And we're going to have Mike Florio join us coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him. And want to thank Eric Reed for coming on and coming clean. I thought he was in Philly.
Yeah, I didn't know he wasn't traveling.
I did not know. He didn't get to do the fake game.
From the arena, right?
Actually there, at least get the sound in and stuff. And he didn't get that chance. No. Anyway, we'll have a lot more stuff to get to. We'll got to go to break here, get all caught up. It's about time the boss starts making his way in and starts turning the radio on. And listen, you know he doesn't have a TV?
Yeah, he told me. I didn't believe him, though.
I've never heard of that.
Does not have a TV. He's got a record player and a radio.
That's got to be nice, though. It's like, you know.
No, what? It's not. No,
oh,
it's,
you, no, you read no. And
right.
Do educational stuff.
Sure. Sure. What about TV?
I mean, he doesn't have to sell me he's a radio guy. I get it. I mean, that's his job.
What's wrong with not having a TV?
How many TVs
Woody,
do you have
do
in
you
your
really
place?
Mean that? Or
no,
you just,
I watch like
okay.
10 hours.
I was about
day.
To say, how many TVs do you have in your place?
I just thought, no, hey, what can I say against these guys right now? Let me say
something. I can understand it, though. No, I'm trying to support our boss, but.
It has nothing
you're
to do with
safe,
supporting.
You're safe, man. You're very safe. Yeah. You're good. All right, listen, right now I want to talk to you about ASP Superhome, family-owned and operated business. The Rodriguez family, I love talking about them. They're so good. Great purpose, protecting families and their homes every day. I mean, they are unbelievable. We got something going on right now. If you haven't seen the latest in metal tile roofs and you're going, you're thinking of a barn or something, stop it. They look like you can't tell when you drive by these new ones. You can't tell if it's a regular tile roof or a metal tile roof unless you get real, real close. And they're more expensive, usually, but not now, because right now ASP wants to let you know we've got metal tile roofs by Ward House for the price of tile. Never been said before. Tile roofs and metal tile roofs at the same price for a limited time right now. You can get it with ASP Superhome. We got a special running for you right now. It's an ASP Superhome Extend a Joe Rose exclusive roof deal only for the listeners right now. So if you're out there, it's something you were thinking about, but you're going, it's a little too expensive. Not now, it's not. No, and by the way, all the benefits you get too. Metal tile roofs reduce energy bills up to 30%. Not only that, but this is a big one for me. Hurricane season's right around the corner. hurricane resistant up to 200 miles per hour winds. To know that that roof's going to hang tight for two. I'm feeling pretty good right now. Thank you. Take advantage. 100% financing, no money down, no payments until 2024 with an extend pay from Y-Green. Well, I'll tell you what, all this stuff, you got to at least check it out. Find out. Head this weekend down to their showroom in Doral. You're going to love it. 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. And let the ASP family protect yours today. What a party we're getting ready to have down here. Miami Grand Prix party. Hollywood and Leon are going for that 3 days of a lot of people with a lot of money are in town getting ready to go to this. It has been it's been pretty amazing the way this F1 thing has taken off and exploded.
So as a sport, like I've been trying to, you know, to learn a little bit about it over the past few days here. They are all over the place with all these really cool videos that they do. Like the racing teams put out different videos. There's a really cool one of the Red Bull team, which is Max Verstappen, which is he's the favorite to win the race. By the way, the odds-on favorite.
Just think it was all the marketing got this thing rolling to where it is right now, and sellouts and
I gotta tell you, the videos like that they've been putting out are really cool, but that one specifically was really awesome. They had a video of the guy like basically driving from New York in Manhattan, driving down to Miami. They have him like going through it was just really
somebody
cool.
Said their reality show has been a big hit.
Yeah, actually Solana from the afternoon show has been texting me this morning, told me to watch the Netflix show.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen that one, but there's a lot of cool stuff around it, man. And I went out yesterday and I saw one of the cars in person. Like, it is cool. And it's obviously not my sport. I don't really know much about it. I've never been, but it seems to be pretty cool from everything I'm seeing.
Well, they're doing something that they get people from all over the world who want to come down here, and they don't care about price and they just want to see that race. And they basically, like we said, 3 day party. You see all the crazy stuff they have at every turn. There's boats out there and yachts and
the event looks awesome, but
restaurants.
It's not just that. It's like this is like a Super Bowl level of excitement in the town.
Right. Beach parties, all kinds of stuff. Like,
and then, oh, by the way, some of the great acts.
They're all over the place, man.
It's crazy.
There's concerts all over on the beach and stuff. There's dinners. Did you see there's a dinner for $3,000 a head?
Wow.
At what's the place, Carbone's on the beach?
What?
It's $3,000 a person.
What could be on the menu for $3,000?
Well, if you're a billionaire, it felt like $30. So
right. I guess you're right. You're right.
But I guess if you're going, you're not like, you know, managing your budget beforehand.
Yeah.
Right. It's a great point.
If you're all into this, and like I know somebody that bought 30 tickets.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's 30 each day. So it's like they got money. They're not worried.
Oh, yeah.
They just want, and by the way, their big thing was not to see a 30. Well, they're expensive because these people call and they're going, well, you know, 30 seats, that's pretty expensive. And they go, okay, just I want your 30 best seats, though, please.
For each day.
So
I wonder, like, here's the thing, and there's been a lot of this on social media. I wonder if the sport becomes more accessible to people. That would be the only thing I would say is the issue right now. Like, I see Zach flipping through, like, there's the Fountain Blues got concerts.
Calvin Harris is going to be there on
that
Saturday.
That thing is like $300.
Just like the Super Bowl where you got events everywhere.
Yeah, but these things are all very, very expensive to go.
Well,
like,
do you think the Super Bowl's for everybody?
No, no, the Super Bowl's not for everybody. I get that, but this seems a little bigger than – I mean,
it's a lot bigger.
Like an entire parking lot.
It's a lot bigger. There's a lot more money comes to this and more people than a Super Bowl.
I just think, and again, I don't know a ton about the sport, but from everything I have seen from people on social media, they would like this event to become more accessible.
Woody, okay, so we talked about this a couple days ago. You think the Super Bowl, I'm going back to Super Bowl, it's a smaller version.
I think the Super Bowl is a bad example.
How's it a bad example?
We're talking about a major event.
These are two biggest events we have. This one and the Super Bowl.
They're not going to sell cheapies for the Super Bowl. Okay, I completely get that, but I just again, and this is just what I'm seeing. I don't, you know, it is what it is. But it seems like the event is not very accessible to people, and that's why a lot of average fans are upset.
All outside of the event, everything else is accessible. You can go to any one of these parties or activations.
No, you can't.
Why?
Well, that concert you just flipped through costs as much as a ticket to the race.
$250. Include. I mean, you want to go a cabana. It's $5,000.
It's $300 to see Calvin Harris.
It says including a premium bar starting at $250.
Okay.
Well, listen, there's going to be a lot of stuff around.
No, I'm just saying it's
everybody.
Accessible. Yeah,
but it's not for everybody.
No, it's not. Zach. Right.
And it's never going
to
be. For
you're actually wrong on this one. You're not. It's not. It's not accessible to most people. So I just again, that's the what I've seen a lot on social media is that they would like this to be a situation where there's some different seating. That's I don't know the layout, man. I don't know. I haven't been yet, but they would like there to be, places where people can sit, where they can watch and not have to spend Super Bowl money.
Guess what? Can I be the first to tell you that ain't going to happen?
Okay.
Right,
and by the way, the Super Bowl, I hear these people during fall, oh, my God, I've been a fan, but now these tickets and it's expensive. Yeah. And you can't even get tickets because they split them up. And they got to go. And by the way, you know how they go about it to getting your tickets? And I'm not complaining about two I get every year. But they give them to suite holders. And the right. People spend all the money, the first ones. That's the way it works.
For the face
right
value
wrong.
On a Super Bowl ticket's obscene anyway. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, but this
almost
is that
$2,000
kind of
for the cheapest get-in seat at the Super
so
Bowl.
So why is it a joke? It's all supply and demand. It goes
right.
up every year.
I get that. I am just, look, man, I'm simply relaying what people
oh,
are
so
saying.
Now you represent everybody.
No,
okay.
The people.
That's been. That's been Zach follows it. Zach understands it. People don't think
no,
this event is particularly
I
accessible.
Get it, but because of the fact that it's this big of an event, it's that's why it's so expensive. It's a Super Bowl event. Not everyone can go to the Super Bowl.
Or Heat games?
You can go to week 7 of the Dolphins.
Do Heat games knock out some of their fan base?
I think the Heat have seats that people, if they really want to go to a game, can afford.
I said playoffs.
Yeah, they have seats. I mean, if you get on a pre-sale, you can get seats in that 400 level for like, I don't know, I think $100. So if you want to go, you can go. I mean,
I know Woody, but I'd like to tell you that every guy could go to every game, but it's just not. It's just in every event, but it's just.
But this event is different. This is not every event. This is a Super Bowl event.
Well, this is the biggest event we've ever had.
Yes. Here. So that's why it's not accessible. Maybe
this
to
is the biggest event.
You know?
People are going to call, text in, and say you're so stupid. That's dumb. This thing is 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 times bigger than a Super Bowl.
All right. Well, here's a text from someone. Because again, I'm not an expert on this. I don't claim
well,
to be.
You kind of came across as one. So go ahead.
No, I said about 20 times that I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do know that people have this opinion because I've seen it a lot. Guys, the prices for the Grand Prix are insane here in America. When you go to the ones in Italy and Europe, they have areas affordable for local people.
Well, first of all, the one I just saw was in a country. Part of it was going through the damn countryside, which was just watching either the last one or the one before because they become very popular on TV. It doesn't look like the crowds are either really spread out, but this one, like I said, I was told they could have sold 200,000 tickets.
And for the prices that they're selling for now. And guys,
yeah. Wasn't like, oh, we got to drop them to get the 200.
Well, another text that says the inaccessibility is what draws the F1 bros. You make it available to everyone, it loses its allure to the ultra rich. You make it where it's $15 tickets, you're not going to get those billionaires coming down here for it. They're going to get all the suites. They're going to do everything. That's where they're going to sit.
I'm a man for the common man. So
I get it.
I know you are.
This is not a common man event.
You know what?
It's not.
No,
it's really not.
Woody's good.
Well,
about
I am the
that.
Common man. And I will be there.
Right. So. You got free tickets. But I'm saying it's a common man event. I mean, come on.
Oh, tough guy back
right.
there.
No, I mean, let's be honest. Hollywood, be honest. If you had to pay $500 for what you had, for each ticket that you had to pay for you and Leon, there's no way you're going.
Woody?
No way. He's lying. Unless he
yeah,
says
they had
you're
a chance
right.
to lie. Let
I,
him right.
No, so I looked at prices for today, which is like the practice round. And
how much were they? Seriously. I don't know.
So if you wanted to go today, you could get in for a little over $100.
All right.
To watch the practice.
Okay, so let's say $150 a ticket. Would you pay $300 today to take Leon?
I'd have to run it by.
Yeah, probably wouldn't do
you
it.
You have to run it by.
It's not for the common
you,
folk. This
mama,
is a big event.
You know.
This is not your week 7. I read right past.
By the
that,
way, man. I'm very lucky because my wife doesn't want to go to any sporting event.
This guy says the text about the race in Italy is completely false. The tickets are not cheaper.
Okay, there I you go. Right.
But by the way, that's the beauty of the text machine. You can say whatever you want. Zach's going to read it either way, and we can right. just figure out
Let
if it's right or wrong.
Here.
I don't know.
I didn't read that one. I read the one where it said this is not. It's for the ultra rich.
typical millennial acting like F1 is new. It's been around for almost 100 years. Sir, the sport is 2 weeks old to me. So that's all
why,
I can tell
you. Why does he
you.
Act like the sport's been...
I don't know.
We know it's been around forever.
Formula 1, as far as I'm concerned,
hadn't done real well here. And then,
started,
then all of a sudden, this is we're the second. There's going to be a third one in Vegas coming in a year or two.
Here you go. Maybe the Twitter bros that are complaining about prices should go to work and earn more money.
There you go.
That is true.
That
is true. Listen to Woody
right,
now.
Look at this guy.
Who are you representing now, Woody?
The free ticket crowd. That's who he's representing at this point.
I don't know. Man. I don't know who I'm representing. I'm going to go Saturday. I'll let you know.
I hope you have a great time.
I'll report back.
Right. I hope you have an awesome time.
Go have fun.
Oh,
take your son and go have fun.
I'm going to try the signature margarita. So.
Sure. Do it all. Soak it in. You might as well. Yeah. Paid a lot for those tickets.
Woody, don't ever feel bad about free. There's nothing wrong with free.
Not at all. If it was offered to me, I would have taken
nothing,
them also.
Nothing wrong with free.
That's it.
All right, here we go. Guys, each car costs $12 million, and each team has between 2 and 4 cars that crash easily.
Wow.
So apparently—
How much of those?
They got to make that back on ticket prices, I guess.
Wait a second.
I don't know. I saw one yesterday. It looked like—
How much of those cars can't be that much?
$12 million each?
I would say 20 grand tops.
What?
Wow.
This guy says in Spain the race is free.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that one up. I don't know about that.
I would think.
Stop it.
I don't know, Joe. Your car's nicer than that thing I saw yesterday.
It's getting old.
Fast, but
it's just getting old. Everything. All the stuff with the car stuff.
This guy says he doesn't want me as the representative for the common man.
Yes.
Right.
I think most people
hurts,
agree
man.
With that, Woody.
That hurts.
Yeah. I second that. All right, we got 9 o'clock hour. We're on time now. Radio man's home. You don't want to mess with radio. Can you believe he doesn't have a TV?
No. It's
I got no TV and like a little TV I'll give to him. He's dead serious. He is a strange guy.
It's our boss.
When he's told everybody, I'm only a radio guy. First of all, I wonder maybe you could listen to shows a little more. But anyway, the other part of it is like.
Do they have a radio broadcast of the race?
I don't know.
Well, I
randomly.
You're our F1 expert. How do we know?
Cost $12 million for a car, by the way.
Yes, I'm looking. $12 million to over $14 million for some. Right.
What?
Yeah.
But they fix them when they crash,
That thing better make love to you when you're driving that thing.
Maybe it does. Have you ever been in one?
No, it was a
you
badass
think I tried
car.
To get, but... You think I tried to cramp into one of those cars?
Well, I know if you got in, you wouldn't get out. You'd be living in there forever.
Let's go to break here. What do you have for us?
Something for business owners, because if you make a ton of money, you can go to one of these F1 races, that's for sure. Listen, if you're feeling boxed in by the pressures of running your own business, I have an answer for you. Managing remote workforces, keeping up with the changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring and retaining top talent, handling payroll, the list goes on and on and on if you're a business owner. But there's just a limit to what you could do to keep employees engaged while running your business smoothly. Fortunately, there's Insperity. I tried to do a little music there. Didn't work. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, focusing on the health of your organization. What if your HR strategy, including access to better benefits to help you keep employees that you have and attract new ones? What if it also offered training for your employees to increase their skills so they become more productive? That's the beauty of Insperity. There'll always be challenges to face in business, and no matter where they come from, Insperity is ready to help you move past them by providing the HR solutions that you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes the difference.